Welcome to Spirit Chat Radio with your host, Jennifer O'Neill, where the focus is to simplify the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. Jennifer is a leading expert in the field of spirit communication and has spent the last 20 years as a professional psychic and spiritual teacher, helping people all over the world learn how to develop themselves spiritually through her books, podcasts, and her virtual learning center, Keys to the Spirit World. For the next hour, join Jennifer to discover different tools and techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit world better and empower you on your own spiritual journey.
Aloha, welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. I have my co-host back today, Kayao. Aloha, how are you?
Hello. Good.
I do want to point out to you, you want to pay attention, Kayao, because this show and the producer says, I just hung up on you, and I said, except for just now, and he's like, oh, that was weird. And then, as the commercials were running, I was getting some really weird technical feedback, which you were not. Then we also know what happened on last week's show.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are new to my work, I have been working on a majorly huge project. And when I begin to work on any projects that will raise the vibration of many, because that's what I do, and I'm trying to reach several people, hundreds or thousands or whatever. And when I do that, anybody who works around me or is in my day-to-day life knows that to watch all your technical stuff, because things may be shutting down at random times at will, and you will most likely be having some major technical difficulties and spirit interference. And it's beginning to happen as I'm making headway on this project. Yeah, it's happening all the time now. So if I cut out, Kayao will take over and I'll be back. That being said, I am really excited about the show today. Oh, and stay tuned for the project. I'm not going to talk about that yet, but I hope to have it done in the next few months. Spiritual burnout. This is a topic that is going to be very helpful for a lot of people. So me and Kayao were talking about this, and I think that a lot of people are experiencing this now, and they don't kind of realize what it is. But we're going to start with leads to spiritual burnout, or which is this after me and you talked yesterday, and I started realizing that this, when we were talking about the first subject, which is going to be physical burnout, people can kind of relate to. It actually ties into that even more so than we were discussing the other day. So physical burnout, as most people know, would be when you kind of hit a wall. You're like, you just surrender, you've hit a wall. Basically, you're overwhelmed with mental stress. You have mental stress overwhelm. And there is actual physical burnout where, like, if you're an athlete or you work with your body, if you're just consistently, you know, moving boxes around or lifting heavy items, of course you can have physical burnout today, but talking about more of the soul and the mental aspect of physical burnout. And so this is when I think everybody's experienced mental fatigue and physical burnout. What we are calling physical burnout is going to be the mental aspect today. I think everybody's experienced that at least one time, wouldn't you say? I mean, I've experienced
at least
way more than once. I mean, even before I was heavy into the spiritual work, I think that, but you know, my ability is to just to go through everything. In fact, that's what I do. I kind of go through everything until I hit the wall. Then I'm like, wait a minute. But I think that a lot of people that. And so one of the things that happens when, which is what I'd like to discuss more, is when you experience overwhelm and stress in a job, in family life, in just your routine, because it usually, sometimes it can relate to one thing, like a job or some type of routine, a relationship. You just become mentally fatigued from the overwhelming stress of dealing with whatever situation, the burnout. But if you pile on a lot of other, you're constantly having to run the kids and you're running a household, or you're just traveling for work all the time, that, of course, compounds it and makes it really more. The good part about physical or mental burnout, mental fatigue, is this is usually a really good indicator that you're not happy. And I think people overlook that part of, so there's a few things that I can get when I'm really stressed out, which if I'm really stressed out, I can get like heart palpitations, and I've had them mm-hmm. my whole life, and I get them after. If I'm really stressed out for 2 weeks, I like a week after the 2 weeks, and I actually view that as a blessing in disguise. I think as just people, and because I'm a mom, I take on a lot more stress than I just think, oh, I can handle this. Oh yeah, it's no big deal. And then I don't realize in the physical until I get those. And then when I get them, I'm like, oh, okay, indicator that I'm not handling my stress well, or I have too much on my plate and I need to move stuff off of it. And so for me, it's kind of a blessing. At first, it kind of freaked me out when I was younger. Of course, then you do all the EKG stuff and everything's okay. But I, and then they, a lot of times, of course, they want to give you medicine. They want to give you medicine. Well, this can stop that. But I didn't want to necessarily stop that part. I wanted to figure out, why am I getting them in the first place? Because they were never consistent. So I wouldn't have them all the time. I would only have them sometimes. And I thought, well, there's got to be something that I'm doing. And it took me a little while to realize it was stress related. And so when I have them, it's like, oh, this, it's a cheat sheet for me. It's like, okay, you're not paying attention to these things in your life. And so you need to either shift what you're doing, or, you know, this could potentially get worse or annoying. And I feel like that's what they hit a wall, is they really are, they go along being unhappy for very long. And it's not until they just hit that wall with burnout that they're like, okay, yeah, I'm just really not happy. Do you agree?
I mean, I do. I agree. And I love,
guys.
Yes. And I love your, the way you processed that when you were feeling your own physical burnout and you weren't just powering through it. You stopped and looked at it. What are the blessings here? Why am I feeling this? Where is this coming from?
Well, I analyze everything, as you know, and I'm always trying to figure out, like, even the thing about, like, if someone had high blood pressure, cholesterol, whatever, like, yeah, you can take the medicine for it, but there's got to be a reason that you're getting it, and maybe other people that are eating the same thing in your family are not. You know what I mean? Like, that never, ever, so there's got to be a reason behind it. So, and even if you talk to doctors, they, a lot of doctors who actually want to know more behind the things that they treat, they'll explain to you, a lot of it's stress-related, of course. A lot of physical things are stress-related.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're experiencing this, I think my advice is to definitely reevaluate right away, because discover why you're unhappy. And I think a lot of people do this, but then they don't know what to do after, which this leads to many people kind of soul searching. And so they're trying to figure out, okay, well, if I'm not happy, because a lot of, in my experience, and you can tell me what your experience is, when I see a lot of people with mental fatigue, my experience is they're pushing themselves to do things because of money, because they feel like they have an amount of money. B, to be responsible because they now feel they have to support family or their own household or whatever in a way that they're used to. So that requires money. And they feel like they want to please people, which would of course be holding them even other people. But do you notice that, like, what do you feel that you see as the cause of a lot of mental burnout?
Definitely those three things, as well as a lot of people not, the people pleasing is huge, because a lot of times people are feeling that burnt out, they're feeling low energy, but yet they're not saying no to other people, excuse me, to themselves. Mm-hmm. They keep saying yes to other people. And then they get that physical burnout, and then they're out, they get sick, and then it's like a forced rest. You have to stop and look at why am I feeling this way? But definitely you really hit the nail on the head with they have to forge forward because of money. They need to pay the bills. They need to maintain their home, their mothers and fathers and caregivers. So,
well, and I think what people need to understand too is, if they don't, make going to experience the same pattern over and over again. So if you're experiencing,
that's exactly it,
burnout currently, to address and make some changes, or this will be your pattern again. And we'll talk more about that when we get back from the break.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Get on.
Jan, are you there?
Listen.
Oh.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you are.
See, I've been having major tech. I hope all the shows don't go like this from here on out, because, like, this project I'm working on is potentially going to take. Anyways, we've been talking about physical burnout and how that leads to basically, which leads to soul searching, many times leads to a spiritual journey. So, have you ever, did you, I don't think that you had that specifically happen to you, but I think that you have clients that you've had that happen to, where they're coming to you as they're soul searching, but it was because they hit a burnout phase.
Oh, yeah. And I love right before the break, you were talking about the patterns, about revisiting patterns. And when you continue carrying patterns that don't serve you, old patterns, they do lead to physical burnout, physical
Right.
ailments.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it will in any type of burnout. So if you're experiencing it and you're not sure, which those who continue to do it will continue to have burnout, but those who shift what they're doing usually lead to soul searching. And that is the first stepping stone to your spiritual journey, because you start going, okay, I'm not happy. I don't want to do this pattern anymore. I need to feel what can relieve this feeling of stress and hitting the wall. And then you start figuring out, what is it that I really desire? Like you essentially, as adults, I think a lot of people, or I've seen a lot of my clients that come in, when I ask them questions, they're really trying to discover who they are again, because many times as an adult, you've lost who you were for a very long period of time as you were being responsible, my favorite word, being a responsible adult. You lose any sense of who you were when you were younger. And I've literally had clients that have said, when I've said, okay, what do you enjoy? What do you love to do? And they're just like, I have no idea.
Right.
And that's usually when it comes from where they've hit a wall. And so I have to bring them back to the basics and go, okay, let's go backwards to when you were younger, your child, when you were a teenager, and what did you do for fun? What were your interests? And they'll be like, well, I don't talking about it. And this is for any of you who don't know what you like to do anymore. Start going back to your childhood and your teenage years and start remembering, what did you do for fun? What did you do for hobby? What did you do for playtime as a child? What did you do as a teenager to kill time? Like, what were some of the things that you were interested in? Was it a sport you were interested in? Was it a hobby you were interested in? And many times, a lot of times people think, oh yeah, that was just something I was interested in, that was kind of a hobby-ish. It doesn't matter if it's a hobby or not. You want to revisit and try to find that part of yourself again, where you were spending time raising your vibration, because that's what was happening during that time in your life. And you want to focus upon that. So what happens on a spiritual journey, which will be our next burnout segment, people can actually get spiritual burnout as well. So, and it's not that this is necessarily going to happen. You're going to get physical burnout, and then you're going to get spiritual journey burnout, and then you're going to get another type of burnout, which we're going to talk about. It's not like you're just going to go constantly burn the candle at both ends. The reason that we're covering all these times, because you may be of your life and journey, and whether the beginning part, or you're in the spiritual aspect, the second stage, we're talking to you from the point of whatever stage you're in. So as people begin to discover the parts of themselves that bring them joy, they raise their vibration a little bit, and then they can feel that. And then they're like, oh, that feels good. Like, remembering this feels good to me. And so it sparks something when you become in tune with your spiritual body, when you haven't been for a really long time. It's a piece of you alive inside that gives you almost like an electric throughout your entire body of like something that feels really good, like a joy jolt. I don't know. That sounds really weird to say that out loud, but it gives you this feeling throughout your body that you're like, oh, that I remember this, because everybody always remembers it, and this feels really good, and where did I lose this along the way? And so as you begin to feel your spiritual body again, and it begins to electrify through your physical body, and part of you you've lost, when people say that they've lost themselves, that reactivation, that spiritual body on a awareness level feels amazing. So they just want to do it more and more and more. They want to discover more about themselves, and they want to make that feeling come to the surface more. And so they start reading everything, taking everything in that they can, and trying to discover all of what they can that's in this spiritual world, and then they start learning about spiritual awakening and spiritual transition and spiritual enlightenment, and then those all sound really cool. So they're like, wow, like my whole life would be different if I could do that. But the issue, the whole journey, is there's so much information out there, and a lot of it, truthfully, can be contradictory to one another, that it can become extremely confusing and overwhelming. Just before I let you weigh in on it, what I would like to explain to people is everybody is on a different spiritual path and a spiritual journey, and you'll want to take the pieces that resonate with you and So even if you take the top 10 spiritual teachers in the world and you read everything, is going to follow a different path or spiritual guideline. Some of it's going to be the same, but they're all each a little bit of a different path and a different unique to them. And so you can't take all that information and try to mesh it into one, because then you'll be going, okay, well, wait a minute, I learned this over here, and then wait, this one is a little bit different, but they say here, oh, but this is new, and that, so do they agree with it or not agree with it? You will become very confused. And what you need to know, if you're on one of the number one things as you're gathering the information and you're in the information stage, is, again, take what resonates with you, because you're on a spiritual journey. Take the pieces of each puzzle that fits and feels good to you. Information. Anything that doesn't resonate with you and doesn't go you internally to the core of your soul, if you're going, that doesn't feel quite right, leave it on the table. It doesn't matter who's teaching it to you. It's not meant for your journey. Just release it and let it. If you're studying with on some material that you're like, oh, okay, this makes sense now, keep that information and practice that information and move forward. And do you have anything to add to that?
Yes, when I love that advice about keeping what resonates and discarding what doesn't. And also for everyone to remember that you must allow time to digest these divine downloads that you are experiencing as you are on your spiritual journey. So as, like you said, everybody gets really excited and feels that inner joy jolt, as you named it. And you want to keep feeling that feeling. However, you must allow yourself to digest what you are learning and receiving. And also, I agree with, you can have like one of the top spiritual teachers, but if you are not resonating with that person or their teachings, that's okay. There's other people that you will resonate with. So you can even ask yourself, give yourself permission to not, you don't have to agree with everyone, and ask, who am I most resonating with? That will help with.
Yeah. I have something to add to that. I was just thinking about, because a lot of my stuff's on YouTube, it's on iTunes and everything. Most of my students, and I have a big following of students, they've said, I've followed many, many people and taken all these classes and nothing resonated with me, and I was really struggling with the information until I found you, and then what you were saying just resonated with me to my very core and blah blah blah, and then they're really happy and I'm teaching them things that they're enjoying, and that's wonderful, and that's why I do what I do. However, I have people comment on YouTube and different places every once in a while. Happen very often, comments to themselves. They'll be like, oh, you took too long. Why are you doing it this way or whatever? Okay, well, that's a very example of, I'm always wondering, well, why do you keep listening? I'm obviously not resonating with you. I'm not really sure why you hour then. I mean, because if I don't resonate with somebody the first 10 minutes, you said, okay, that mm-hmm. just particular person's mm-hmm. delivery or style didn't work for me. But it's interesting when they wait and read through the, or listen the whole time and then go, okay, well, I didn't like this and this and this. And I'm thinking, I don't think that I can help you. If I'm not working for those people, they definitely should move on and find a teacher who they appreciate listening, who they're excited. Because I know that I'm not a teacher for everybody either. So I found that very interesting, or find it very interesting when it happens, and it kind of actually makes me laugh anymore. It doesn't make me mad. I just think, huh? You want to resonate with whoever is helping you, because when you're on a spiritual journey, you do need to educate yourself again, and that's really important. And again, that's why I've done the mentorship stuff and for some things I have on that I'm working on. But that's why I do those things, is to help give you a knowledge, and you definitely need to gather knowledge along your spiritual journey. But that can lead to overwhelm and a spiritual burnout. It absolutely can lead you to feeling frustrated. And some of the things that add to that, that is, there's trying to make it all make sense, and some of it's not making sense mm-hmm. to you, but you feel like you have to make all of it mesh together somehow because all these spiritual teachers must know something. Well, it doesn't work like that. And you're not seeing any progress, which will absolutely happen if you're trying to bring in all the information and not filter through it. Keeping what resonates, releasing the rest. It's kind of like if you're going to college, you're not going to go to college and take all of the college courses that they offer. Like, that would absolutely make no sense. College, and then you pick the courses that work for you, that you're interested in, to get you to the degree where you're, you know, you kind of funnel, because the degree is usually somewhere you're also interested in going. So you take all that information, you use their criteria, and you pick categories and what you want to learn. It's very similar in the spiritual realm. There's you're in a university with hundreds of thousands of classes. You're not going to take all of them, you know. So we'll talk more about this when we get back from the break.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food, cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com, brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Aloha, and we are back. Kale, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm just comical at this point. Like, I, you know, I... the producer come in and is like, Jen, I don't know what is happening with your connection. And I tell you, people to explain, I my headphones are good. I've not, literally not moved. And it's just, this is what happens to me, you guys. The spirit interference is just craziness. So if you cannot hear me very well, I greatly apologize, because this is a good show, but I don't know what else to do at this point. And so keep moving along. So spiritual journey burnout, you get the overwhelm, you start not, you, I think that a lot of the not seeing any progress when people are on a spiritual journey is they gather all that information and they're trying everything, not just the stuff that resonates with them. And they're trying so many things that they don't really have any spiritual direction. And that can cause them a problem, and it can cause blocks and cause you to not see any progress. And when you're not seeing any progress, you get frustrated and just be like, why am I wasting all my time doing all this? Like, this is just like, I feel like nothing is, it's kind of like if you watch, it ever happens. I don't know why people, they do that, they're producers on shows, because after a while, I'm just like, well, you know what? This is kind of like life. If nothing ever, you know, good ever happens, I don't want to keep watching the show. It's, you know, if you're on a spiritual journey, you do want to see some progress. And then one of your things that you mention often is the not feeling supported by friends, family, or community. So how do you feel
that? Could definitely
happen with a spiritual burnout.
Yeah, being on a spiritual journey, experiencing burnout definitely can happen when you are not feeling supported. Because I know, and I speak from past experience, you're feeling that jolt of joy and happiness in reigniting your spiritual knowing, and then you want to share it with your partner or someone close to you, and they're not on the same journey that you are. So then you tend to retract a little bit, and then you feel like, oh, no one understands. So when you don't have that full support on your spiritual journey, you can start to experience being burnt out. So it's really important to find a spiritual community so that you do not experience that burnout. Such as, Jen, you have your group on Facebook. I have the Mindful Lounge. We welcome all healers and light workers to share what they're doing in the world. And
yes,
that really helps.
Mm-hmm. It is helpful. It is helpful. I know that, so if any of you are looking for more, you can actually go to my Keys to the Spirit World. And I talk about this a lot up on the top, my keystospiritworld.com. And up outside, there's a thing that says Spirit Community. You can click on that and ask to join, because it's a private group. But I do have lots of people in that group that are like, oh my gosh, thank God I found you, because I've been wanting to just really dive in and discuss all this stuff, and I have nobody to talk to. And I people tell me, you know, that I'm crazy, or I'm feeling, or that you're weird, and I don't want to, they feel shut down, and they can't explore all their experiences and new, and we have lots of cool discussions over there. And where, I don't even know how you find the Mindful Lounge. I know I'm in it. I don't know how you find it. How do you find it?
It's on Facebook. Just go to the Mindful Lounge.
Okay. So that can be really, really helpful when you're on the journey. But so if you are experiencing physical, mental, one of the things you want to do, we're going to recap a little bit. You want to change what you're doing, because if you're experiencing it, you're going to continue to experience it over and over. And it's kind of like that. Albert, I'll do the same thing over and over, expecting different results. It's only a matter of time before you're going to hit the burnout wall again, your pattern, and change your routine and what you're doing. So it's going to come every so often until you make a shift. So that's your sign, and that's a really cool thing to follow. Then many times that will lead you to discovering and soul searching, discovering your happiness and where you're happiest in life. So when you start on that spiritual journey, it doesn't mean necessarily go quit your job if that's part of your problem. But it does mean learning about yourself and starting to put in place a change for the future. So it's starting to maybe look for another job or set yourself, maybe start saving money to do X, Y, Z. It's like proactive for your future in moving out of your unhappiness situation, whatever that may be, and moving towards something that makes you happy. But if you don't understand what that is, then you can't move towards anything, hence the pattern going over and over again. So when you soul search, that is that you want to move towards, that becomes a spiritual journey. But as you develop this technique and learn more about what makes you happy and go on a spiritual journey, instead of taking it all in and deciding that everybody is valid, you want to take what resonates with you and disregard the rest so that you do not experience. Oh, and that will help you actually see progress on your spiritual journey, avoid some blocks, and move forward. And then, of course, you want to make sure you get in a spiritual community if you don't have any support, etc. For those of people who make it through all of those things, which you will, absolutely have confidence, and burnout's just a part of life, so it's not something to fear and go, oh my God, this is, oh, like, you know, it's coming, like, whatever. You get through the flu, you get through colds, it's just something you do, and you usually, hopefully, come out in a better way at the end of that. People are discovering that they want to be a healer of some kind. So when they get very interested in their spiritual journey, so when they want to become a healer, there is also healer burnout. And so what I see that happens often is a couple of different things, and then I will let you add too, because I know that you also work with new healers, or helping them discover that they're healers. So you're somewhere between the last couple burnout stages we're talking about. Many times they pick the wrong healing field. I don't think that that's necessarily like, so I don't think that, I guess that adds to your journey. So what I'm saying is, even if you pick what's considered the wrong field, you pick massage and your gift is Reiki or mediumship even, or something like that. Or you pick herbology, or, and you should be in acupuncture, whatever it may be. It doesn't, I guess I'm wrong necessarily, unless you continue to stay in it, because mm-hmm. yourself to stay in a field that you actually would like to be doing something better, or you're not better, different, which would be better for you, or your skill is just in one area, but you're kind of doing something more traditionally. Because that's what a lot of healers do. I think they go the more traditional route as they're becoming a not a healer and hiding anymore, which is your area. As you're helping them transition, I think that a lot of healers, and I call it coming out of the closet. When you come out of the closet as a healer, there you will face judgment. Doesn't matter mm-hmm. who you're surrounded by, but at some point, it does. If you're at a social event, if you're at a friend of a friend's, you will face skepticism, and that's okay. That there's nothing wrong with that. But that I can't think freaks people out when they're kind of dipping their toe in the water, out of the closet as a healer. And I think that so they choose fields that are not where their ability really lies, but they choose based on what people are going to think of them. Do you find that with a lot of the healers and hiding people that are coming out, or do you find that they go straight in? Because usually there's an advancement that happens anyways, just like how we were talking about you. You kind of started right. talking about you got into just pretending like you were a sidekick, which you were not. And then your skill began to develop. Your skill began to develop. And then when you forced yourself to do the psychic stuff, but you called it the petal process, which I love the organized reading part, but you really, you made it very under the radar, I would say, as not to be psychic. And then the mediumship, that was on the back burner, and then the pet stuff. Like, there are levels that you learn when you train to become a medium or a healer of any kind. You go through skill, and then you develop another skill, and that one becomes more intense, which amplifies a new skill, and then you know, you go up the chain, so to speak, and you put a bunch of tools in your belt. But do you feel like that it's hard for people to go jump in and go, okay, I'm going clear to the end here, but do you feel like they choose something that would oppose judgment, or you know what I mean?
Sometimes, I mean, you're hitting on so many awesome points right now. The healer burnout, as far as picking the wrong field, I love how you went back into that and you talked about how you may try one thing that leads to another that leads to another. It's okay, I want to remind everyone, to allow your gifts to evolve.
Right.
Allow them to evolve. What sparked joy in the beginning may not be sparking joy now. So as you continue learning and growing and learning from your teachers and taking those classes, and you start to feel that burnout, that is an indicator that you may be now forging forward into another phase. And so using myself as an example, I started out as a lomi-lomi, a massage, Hawaiian healing massage, and then practitioner. And then I did feng shui. I became a feng shui consultant. That was joyful at the time, but I knew I wasn't going to get far with it. But I allowed all of these things to take me to where I am today. So going through all those levels.
Right. And we'll continue on with your thought as soon as we get back from the break.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. People think that having someone who will listen makes it better. I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I think that having someone who will listen makes it better. People understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to turn addiction around. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Aloha and welcome back. So we were talking about picking the wrong healing field. Okay, I was talking about her knee, Lomi Lomi Masseuse, to feng shui. Continue on with that thought. And I just want to add before you get to that, you've obviously come way farther past feng shui. You added it as part of your tool belt. But those of you who would have just a ton of Lomi Lomi feng shui clients, and she was so afraid to kind of let that go and find thing that was more of interest to her, or where her gifts were lied more heavily. And she continued with the Lomi-Lomi because it brought in money, or she didn't want to, you know, wondered how people or other businesses would develop. That would be staying in the wrong healing field, and mm-hmm. and forcing yourself to be led you to what else?
Yeah, so that all of that allowed me to really own my gifts as a medium, as a spiritual medium. And as I was learning the different healing modalities, I always had these gifts present. I could always see, I could always read other people's energy. Their loved ones were hanging out who had passed on. Their animals were hanging out. And so for everyone listening, if you constantly deny your spiritual gifts, you may experience a burnout. So go ahead and try different classes, try these different things. But when you start to experience the burnout, when it doesn't spark joy anymore, listen, trust your inner guidance, and explore something else. That's exactly what I did. And it took me years. And going back up, Jen, when you were talking about burnout in the physical sense, you were talking about the people pleasing. And there are absolutely people who are not going to agree with what you do. So that's going to be up to you to listen to that, or to really trust your own gifts that you were given and move forward. And, you know, something that really, really helped me to get out of that mindset of what will people think and wanting to please others was I looked at my own daughters and I thought, gosh, I wouldn't want them not to use their own gifts in the world because of some of what other people would think. But yet they were watching me, their mother, not use my mediumship gifts because of that same thing. And so that's what really moved me forward.
At the same point, that is also what keeps people from moving forward, though. I've had a lot of healing that I've mentored and that are being mentored by me. Their kids or different people in their life like that, they don't believe in the healing field. And so that's another mm-hmm. thing that does keep people from moving forward. So then they stick to the traditional whatever healing thing, as not to, as a psychic or a medium or whatever, to please the kids and be worried about what the children will say or what kind of effect it will have on their life. Because, you know, as parents, we naturally worry about what kind of effect our choice. And so, like, for me personally, about this on the show, if I go to a social, people don't know who I am or they're just meeting me, it's not something that I just volunteer. It's something, you know, I'm there at a social event. I want to enjoy what I'm doing, because what I do all the time. And so if they don't know who I am, I'll tell them. But like when the kids were little, and even now, I let them say, if I'm especially around somebody who isn't important in their life, or I don't just say, well, I'm a psychic, or I'm a spiritual teacher, or, you know, I teach about spirits. I don't necessarily volunteer that information. We kind of discuss it, and I let them take the lead. I kind of look at them and they'll answer. And if they're comfortable with it, they'll say. If they're not, then they'll say, you know, she owns a business or something. So it is weird, I think, for us, but it does keep people in a field and sometimes where they wouldn't naturally choose to be in it, but it looks acceptable to other people. Another, get to a few of these before we get to the end. Doing two or more jobs while trying to grow your clientele as a healer. That can cause some burnout and frustration because you don't have any time, and you know it's not always easy to grow a clientele. And so you do need to support yourself, and you need to be able to pay the bills. And a lot of healers that I've been around, most of the ones that I've been, the healers I've been mentoring do pretty well, and their business has been growing. But I have in the industry, I've been around colleagues who have go through roller coasters of being able to support themselves really well. And then not be either way, it can cause burnout, because if they want to support themselves, it's like feast or famine. They want to take every single healing or reading that they can, and then they just take no time off. Or mm-hmm. when they're not being able to support themselves financially, frustrated and start feeling depleted.
Right.
Of why I'm doing this anyways. So that becomes famine. And this is my biggest weakness is, or my, I violate this one often, is not taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
I get on my case about this all the time. So
I get on your case about it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, because it's like, I know. Like, I must drive you
right.
crazy. I must literally, absolutely. drive you to one, because we all know I don't listen. So I get on a project, and I have in my healing industry, my line of work, I'm doing a lot of areas. So I do the I do class, I do a lot of videos and free stuff, as well as all of these other things. And when I get on a project, it literally consumes everything that I'm doing. And I can tend to not take a break. And, you know, truthfully, that's not awesome. And I always want to get it done. Taking time to take a break actually makes your creativity go up. It brings a lot of clarity when you're doing projects. And truthfully, it, for me, every time I take a break, it brings in more income. For mm-hmm. some reason, it just flows in at that time. It's just the way it works. It's like I just took a rest in the universe. It's almost like I rest and I allow that energy to calm a minute. And because I allow that energy right. to sort of relax a little bit, it's like it allows the walls to come down so much flow of money or income can flow into my life. And then when I'm back doing projects like crazy, it's like my energy gets really big and kind of might not necessarily block it, but it puts up a really powerful field around me. And so I need to relax that field often. And so that's something that's also a break. And we talked about the community. With times you're in an area or a town that there's not a lot of other healers, so me and Kao both have groups for that if you're looking for those. And I have a lot of healers, teach a lot of businesses. And then not having any resources to figure out which direction you want to take your class or your business. And that's again where I do a lot of classes, and I have some mentorship things coming up. So that is something where I help that way. And if not, go take classes in your, go search around, find a mentor in your area. And just not having any direction, or you need to have mm-hmm. know a goal that you're taking your healing work to. And I know we're getting to the end of this this show again. We do the after show video on YouTube. You know, Google Jennifer O'Neill Spirit Chat on YouTube, and you can find our after show. That's usually up a day or two after this video. But where can they find you, KL?
You can find me at connectwithkao.com, KEAO, and then on Facebook, you can go to the Mindful Lounge.
Yeah, okay, and
community.
Then, right, for the Spirit Community, on everybodyknows.com. You can go up top. There's a spirit community button on the right side. You just ask to join. Over 3,000 people in that group, and it's growing every day. It's super active. Everybody gets super stoked about all the stuff we're talking about. We talk about eclipse. We talk about just all kinds of different things in there. And also, definitely subscribe to YouTube. And if you letter too, I just, that project that I'm working on that is causing me so much technical interference, you can, you know, I have some quizzes and stuff on my Keys to Spirit World. If you take any of those, or, you know, go into the spirit, learning about that. And, you know, this project must be really good because I've had more interference with this project. Like, usually I will have, and that's always my indicator. I tell everybody in my classes, and just like, the more interference that I have, certain interference, I'm on the right track, and I've had a lot. So this must be a good one. So anyways, thank you for joining in, and until next Wednesday day. Aloha.
Thanks for connecting, everyone.